tov, and I hope you'll be zeicha to be successful in your avodas hakodesh.
Amen.
Should be with a lot of hatzlacha. This is actually the last class I'm going to have for you with you guys, because next week I'm not going to be here. So, Rabbi Jacob, if I don't finish what I want to finish, Rabbi Jacob says we'll arrange some type of makeup.
The last class of the playlist?
With me, yeah. Officially. Yeah, I think so. Because next week is the last class, right? Next week is the last class. So, I'm not going to be
Monday
here.
And Thursday next week, or just Monday?
No, I don't know, but this is the last Monday class. Okay. So anyway, I want to talk about a few things. This is a big miscellany. I have some stuff which is still nogea abortion, but I'll save it for the end because I want to get something that's more nogea lemaisa for you. And then I do want to talk about abortion a little bit as well. Some of these are miscellaneous halachas of tznius and negia and kolisha that you should at least be aware of. It could be that you are aware of it, there are many, many different psukim. In America, the general rule is you follow the most makel view, but once again, one has to know. First, we all know, of course, that there is a chiyuv. A married woman has a chiyuv of kisui roish. There is the Gemara in Ksuvos is mashma that the chiyuv of kisui roish for a married woman is a da'iraisa, at least bershus harabim, at least in the shuk. And the Gemara derives the chiyuv of kisui harosh from saita. So the Torah doesn't say it as a mitzvah, but rather since a woman that's a saita, the kohen is instructed upara es reisha isha, he should uncover her hair and expose her hair. So it's mashma, it was mechusa, right? So it's only a mashmos. So from here we see ashara with nice Israel. That this is an issur d'oraisa to go begilui reish. So the haskama of most poskim, not all, you'll see, the haskama of most poskim is that gilui reish in a makam that's befarhesia, like a shuk, a marketplace, a street, is taka an issur d'oraisa. What's interesting is that the Rambam, if you read the Rambam very literally. The Chayim don't read them literally. It's much where the Rambam doesn't learn the way, because the Mishnah in Ksuvos is mechalek between two types of women that break halacha. One is called Averes al Das Moshe, and one is called Averes al Das Yehudis. Averes al Das Moshe basically means a woman who violates the Oraisas, but not just she's mechal Shabbos. She violates the Oraisas in a way that is machshel her husband. That's very important. And the example would be, she's Michael him, Nevelis, etc. That's called a Averes al Das Moshe. And then there's another category of a woman who violates the Minhage Yisrael that B'nai Yisrael have accepted upon themselves because of Tznius, which is Mashma not D'oraisa, but it's a Averes al Das Yehudis. Now from the Sugi in the Gemara, the Mishnah itself says, I don't want to go into all of the lumbas here because it's a very complicated sugya. But the Mishnah itself says in Kesuvos that if a woman is yaitza v'raisha parua, she's in the category of averes aldas yehudis, and the husband can divorce her without a kesuva. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, why do you only call it averes aldas yehudis if she's parua raish? It's d'oraisa. Right? The Gemara asks the kasha. And the Gemara's answer is, the Oraisa, she would transgress if she's there without any covering at all. But if she's wearing a basket, we'll see what the Oraisa is, so that's only a chisaron of Das Yehudis. Now what's the problem of a basket? L'chari, she's covering her hair, so the Rishonim explain, it's a basket with a lot of holes in it, so you can still see some hair, but since most of her head is covered, that satisfies the Oraisa. But the fact that so much of her hair could be seen makes it Das Yehudis. So the pashtus of the Gemara is, if you just walk away from the Gemara, is if her hair is totally uncovered, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. If it's covered, but you can see hair on her head, that's Overes al Das Yehudis.
It's Rabbanan.
or even a minhag that became a drabbanan.
From the Rambam, it's much more what?
No, no. Now, the problem is, the Rambam brings the Mishnah Kitsurasa. The Rambam just quotes the Mishnah verbatim. The Rambam says, Isha Yaitza Varesha Parua is Iveres Aldas Yehudis. So, most Achrayim, the Beis Shmuel, the Chelkas Mechayke, they learn that, oh, it's a little schwer, that although the Rambam doesn't bring the Gemara's Chilukim, the Rambam is simply Saimech on the Gemara, and he's quoting the Mishnah, and Vadai, if she's not, if hair is totally uncovered, it's Vadai de Oraisa, and the Rambam is referring to the Kalasa, the woman that's covered with the basket, and that's how most Achrayim learn. However, one cannot dismiss this. There is some Achrayim who learn, and I have to admit, it's Kipshuto of the Rambam, although it's Shver from the Gemara, that the Rambam, for whatever reason, does not paskin like that Gemara. And the Rambam actually paskins that even if a woman's hair is totally uncovered, it is a veres aldas yehudis. Now, on one level, it almost makes no nafkamina. The nafkamina is it an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabbanan? But here's the thing where you really get into very, very controversial issues. Shut off the tape recorder here.
I was just joking.
I'm going to tell you something that is not, it is not the halacha, and you should not paskin this way, but it's out of a limud zechus. And even Rav Shach was meramis to this once. And that is, the big question is, if something is nesar, not mikayach eiveres aldas Moshe, but only mikayach eiveres aldas Yehudis, can it be nishtaneh if the minug of many B'nai Yisrael is no longer to follow it? Meaning, the aside of Averis Aldas Yehudis is that these are the Hanhagas of Tznias that Klal Yisrael was Makabal, and Mimele you're bound. There are Yesh Aimrim, it's a Miyuta de Miyuta, but you know, you have to know a little bit of history here. In the 19th century, this goes back to our earlier set of classes, we talked about Haskalah and everything else, we don't realize. We like to think that European Yiddishkeit, before the Second World War, everybody were tzaddikei elyon. Unfortunately, it was not the case. From the Haskalah onwards, there was really a magefa going through Eastern Europe. It started in Germany, but it was spreading to Russia and Poland. And it had many consequences. One of the consequences was, in Lithuania, in Germany, Bechlal, even among the Orthodox, many women were not covering their hair. That was ungenommen in Germany among the Orthodox. And the emesis, even in Lita, the place of the great yeshivas, most of that community got destroyed. So there were very few Litvish survivors of the Holocaust. The Panovich Rav was the only, out of 800 Rabbanim of Kehilas, he was the only Rav who survived the Holocaust. But the standard hadracha that Kalos got in Lithuania was they should wear their hair in a bun. They weren't even telling them to cover their hair anymore because that they wouldn't listen. They would not listen, even people in America. But they said, l'chol hapachas, the hair should not be loose. It should be bun. So is there a yisayit for such a heter? L'halacha not. L'halacha avada, there's no such heter. But the limud zechus is that if you learn the Rambam, that even totally uncovered hair is Averes Aldas Yehudis, and not Averes Aldas Moshe, and then you say Averes Aldas Yehudis might be Nishtana with the Hanhagas of the Zman, you're making two big jumps here. Number one, even though the Gemara says not covering hair is Averes Aldas Moshe, you're learning the Rambam not like the Gemara. That's step number one. And step number two is also a Chiddush, because even if it's a Averes Aldas Yehudis, who says it changes? But already there's such a Zah, such a Svar. Rav Shach actually said, and this was a Shaila, somebody, well, we don't know if this is a true story. There's a guy who claims, he doesn't identify his name, so you know, you don't know who he is, that he was a Talmud of Rav Isser Zalman in 1940s in Eretz Israel. And he was engaged at a time when very, very few women were willing to support a Ben Torah and Kolo. It wasn't that, you know, it wasn't the goal. So he found a very, very fine woman who wanted to be Mechazek in Torah, but she wasn't planning on covering her hair. So he went to Rav Isser Zalman and he says, should I marry such? You know, can I marry such a woman? I mean, if she's not going to be from, you know, should I marry her, even though she wants to support me in Torah? So the story he tells—I don't know if it's true, but I don't know. The story he tells was he asked Rav Isser Zalman, should he marry the woman? And Rav Isser Zalman says, ask Rav Shach. Rav Shach was, of course, much younger. Rav Shach actually married Rav Isser Zalman's niece. And he went to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach says, although the halacha is avada, you have to be mechasa. But there is a makam to be samech that the Rambam holds it's Das Yehudis, and Das Yehudis was Nishtana. So he claims that this Yisayid actually was said by Rav Shach.
The husband claims? The husband.
This husband, this anonymous husband who wrote a letter.
The with
the well, of course he's the guy with the but on the other hand, I mean, he doesn't have to explain it 50 years later. I mean, whatever, whatever. But besides, whether Rav Shach said it or not, although Rav Shach said it would
when did the story come out? After his lifetime?
Oh, the story came out like last year or something. Yeah, very, very recently.
The woman didn't cover her hair?
Well, at least initially. I don't know what happened in the course of their marriage. Maybe things change. The reason why, I don't know how much I should get into this. There was some evidence that in the early years of their marriage, Rav Shach's Rebbetzin did not cover her hair. And that was not considered unusual in Lithuania. That is an unknown fact of even the yeshivisha community in Lithuania. And the site of that heter was this reading of the Rambam. And it could be the reason why Rav Isser Zalman said to ask Rav Shach is because the Meister Rav Shach himself, in the time of his life, was samech on the heter. This is a very, very murky area. Part of the raya is there are passport pictures where the Rebbetzin's hair is uncovered. On the other hand, some say that was a law, whatever it is, you can't bring a raya, they were mechayefer to do it, you know, so who knows. But I can tell you that it is brought down in a number of historical mechayris that Kisei HaReish in Lita, before the Milchama, was widely abandoned, even by women who married B'nai Torah. Again, should you follow this? Of course not. Obviously not. Obviously you don't follow this halacha. This is not halacha l'maisa, and when you're teaching people halacha, you don't even tell them this. In fact, there was a guy, a rav in America, who's a very chashuv talmid chacham. He wrote a huge article, essentially, being mefarsim this heter as a limud zechus. But this is very irresponsible, because now a woman wants to become frum, cover her hair. She sees an 80-page, lumda shetshuva that you don't really have to do it. You know, so Avada, this is for, I'm telling you this privately, but it'll be nogeya even for you a certain halacha, which I'll get to in a moment. But one should at least know that even though the sugyan kesuvos indicates that that an uncovered hair is a veris al das maisha, which is an isur d'oraisa, the Rambam lefi pshuta calls it das yehudis, and some say, although the Rambam doesn't say that das yehudis is nitin lishtanais. And this would be a limud zechus, yeah.
Is the Shulchan Aruch passing like this, Rambam?
No, the Shulchan Aruch follows the rule of Das Maisha and Das Yehudis, yeah.
That is the Raisa.
That's the Raisa, yeah.
Even if Rav
Shach. But I want to, again, don't forget, however, Ruba de Ruba of Achreinim learned the Rambam like the Gemara too. In other words,
how could you be Simech on a Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like anyway?
Well, okay, the Shulchan Aruch is ambiguous. Let me put it this way. I mean, okay, I misspoke. The Shulchan Aruch is the same Lashon. I'm sorry. The Shulchan Aruch is the same Lashon as the Rambam.
It is the same Lashon.
Yeah. But the Beis Shmuel says that the Shulchan Aruch holds as their Raisa. But once again, the same
Machlokes. So if you learn the Rambam like that, you can learn the Shulchan Aruch.
That's correct.
Like that also.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, that is correct. The same ambiguity in the Rambam you have in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, again, don't misunderstand here. Most Achrayim, the Beis Shmuel, the Chelkas Mechaykek, the Nisei Kalev, both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, all learn that when the Rambam says Averis al Das Yehudis, he is only referring to, her hair is covered, but it's not, you have openings in it. If it's totally not Mechusa, then it's a Doraisa. On the other hand, I have to say, you know, normally the Rambam would be mefarish. You know, it's a matn hazak that the Rambam isn't mefarish what the Gemara says. Yeah.
So that would also mean that if Shetels became famous nowadays, that would, the worst be as Dasi Yehudis.
But Pashtus, a Shetel would only be Das Yehudis. Even if you say a Shetel is Usser,
so, I mean, you have all
it would not be a Veris of Das Maisha. I mean,
we have all these signs all over the place for Yashu, all these guns.
Yeah, it's Das Yehudis, technically. It would not be the right. It's not Shai.
So
it's not Shai.
Right, it's like it's like a Zaraisa.
It's everything. Everything becomes Zaraisa. Yeah. Everything becomes Zaraisa. Every. Yeah.
At worst case,
the nature of Pashkevilin is that everything is an Isser D'oraisa. Okay. No, because the cheshbon is.
Well, it's
not. What I'm saying is that the lumdus of signs is if you don't listen to the Pesach of Gedolim, you know, you're Iver and Leisus. You know, so every Pesach and Adraban will become a D'oraisa.
The Gedolim themselves are not saying it's D'oraisa.
No, it's not. It's not D'oraisa. It's not shy to be D'oraisa. Now here's the thing. Now there's another issue, and that is the D'oraisa is only b'shuk. Even if you're totally uncovered, and even if you learn it's d'oraisa, it's only b'shuk in a marketplace, public. But if it's in a chutzer means like semi-public, for example, a hallway, and in a bayis, well, in a chutzer, it's a veris al das yehudis. In a bayis, in your own house, there we have a big, big machlekes. The Chassam Sefer was very, very machmir. He held me'ikir hadin. If there are other people in the house besides the husband, including the children, who are at least gedaylim, a woman is mechuyeves al das yehudis to have her hair covered in the bayis. This is the Chassam Sefer's pesach. Rav Meisha says the Chassam Sefer is tamua, is very, very shver. And Rav Meisha Vadai says that although in a bayis there's a midas chasidus and we have the kimchis, whose hair, whatever it is, bidas chasidus, of course, but avada, a woman is not a veres, either on das maish or das yehudis in a bias, if it's bifnei, not only her husband, but in front of her children. Someone will learn Rav Meisha, Rav Meisha is a little ambiguous, someone will learn that in a bias, in her bias, even if there are other people like guests there, but some say that's not what Rav Meisha means. In other words, when Rav Meisha says there's no din of Iveres al das Yehudis in bias, he doesn't mean in bias when other people are there, but he means in bias when it's only the B'nai Mishpacha. So Rav Meisha says such a woman is called a Tzanua, and one should not be Maineya from marrying such a woman. Although it's mashma that Rav Meisha would be chaylik on what Rav Shach said about marrying a woman whose hair is totally uncovered. Rav Meisha says, if a woman says, in the house when there's no guests in the house, I'm not going to cover my hair. Rav Meisha's shita is that such a woman is called a tsanua gemura, and there is no reason to be meineya. And Rav Meisha has another chiddush, that even when she is a nida, Rav Meisha holds, there is absolutely no. Now, this may be strange because that's not what you hear here. That even when she's in neder, Moshe says beferish, there is not even a lechatchila requirement.
Oh, that's only if she doesn't wear it when she's not in neder. If she wears it when she is in neder, then for sure she can't wear it when she's not in neder. Right? In the house. Yeah. Let's say she covers her hair in the house.
Yeah.
So then when she's in neder, she has to. She can't not cover her hair.
So you're going to sleep at night.
No. I'm saying where Moshe's shita is. A woman, Rav Meisha's shita is, a woman in the house does not have to cover her hair. And Rav Meisha says,
never.
Even when she's a nida, where you might think there has to be a harchaka from
Erva. Let's say she does wear it when she's not. So then, would she have a heter when she is nida?
What's her cheshbon? She wants to be more. Rav Meisha doesn't say befer. She says she's not mechuyevis.
If you have windows where it's possible that people can see from the outside, not likely. Send and apply. It's possible.
Ramesh is not mechalik. Ramesh seems to say, as long as there aren't actual people in the house.
So if people can see from outside, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, okay. See, a lot of the kaviyas is based on the makam as well. Is it a makam parutz or not a makam parutz? Now, again, the Chassam Sefer is machmir. Again, even the Chassam Sefer is not machmir if she's by herself. He's not machmir on that, but the Chassam Sefer is machmir among B'nai Bayis. Ramesh is not machmir. Now, Rebel Yashiv, Gedi should be well, is maskim to Rav Meisha in B'miktsas and is chaylik with Rav Meisha B'miktsas. He's maskim to Rav Meisha that there is no chiyuv bietzem of kisei hareish in a bias b'fnei baila, but he says al staharchakas of dinei nida, a nida should have her hair covered, because if hair is ma'erer some desire, you have it covered. So right, so we have three different shitas. Right, the Chassam Sefer basically says in a bias there is a chayvas kisei even in front of b'nei beisa. And that's Averis Aldas Yehudis. It's not Averis Aldas Moshe. Rav Moshe says in a bias, no problem whatsoever, even Benidasa. And Rav Yashiv says, Benidasa, no. Shelo Benidasa, she's not Mechuyeves. And then we have another Machlokes. There are some Mekilim who want to say that Rav Moshe holds that in a Mokam Mutzna, like a bias, even if there are other people there, if it's not Poritz, she can have her hair uncovered, but that's a that's a tremendous kula in Rav Meisha, and one should not. The better reading of Rav Meisha's tshuva is he's only maturing b'fnei b'nei bayis. He's not maturing in front of strangers. If you have a Shabbos guest, you know, it wouldn't be a heter, according to this, to sit b'reisha perua. Yeah.
B'fnei b'nei bayis versus alone, nobody's machmir.
Alone, nobody's machmir. The only, in other words, certainly. The Chassam Sefer is also Mashmir. Even the Chassam Sefer is not Mashmir B'fnei Baila alone. But B'fnei B'nei Bayis.
What age would be B'nei Bayis?
So B'nei Bayis would be at a time when they get some taiva for Nashim, whatever it is, puberty. Cholapach is Bar Mitzvah. Yeah, Ketanim is not a problem. I mean, listen, a woman's nursing, she exposes her breast. I mean, you know, so it's going to be a... Although, what do they say? Rari Levin, I haven't read this, an amazing thing. Rari Levin lost a... he and his rabbis lost a child at a very young age, a two-year-old baby. And he gave a hesped. He was talking about what a gewaltige neshama his little child had. He says, when he would nurse, he was younger than two. He says he would cover up the breast, make a bracha, and then nurse from the mother. He says he actually made a bracha and cover up the baby. Says the baby. As he says, he's the baby. There's a yellow pella that Mamish did such a thing. Okay. Shakol. No, Ruch Hashem. Okay. Sometimes in a shum is too great for Eilam Hazak, and his broker takes it back. But okay. So B'kitcher, these are the general shitas. In fact, once again, if you take, let me just show you how kulas are sometimes like cancers. They get nispashates a little bit too much. And that is, those who learn that Rav Meisha holds that in a makom mutzne, there's no chayvas kisa, even if there are other people there, right, if you learn that pshat in bias, so they want to extend it to an office. Ah, so let's say you have an office that is not open to the public. In other words, that's a kula built on a kula, built on a kula. Again, this shouldn't be proper. But I'll tell you another kula Rav Moshe has, which indeed is beferish. And that is, what about the din of almana and grusha? Almana and grusha. Are you mechayev to cover your hair? Right, a woman, she's no longer married. So the din is a davar pashut, yes. There is a chayvas kisoy. In fact, some even say, although it's das yachid, that any woman that was nivellus, even shalobi kedushin, ba'ulas pal is mechoyev b'kisoy. Of course, that also is a tzad kula. That would be the site of the heter, that some kalas don't cover their hair till after the wedding.
Oh, I see. Oh, very nice.
Because until there was bia, there was not a mechoyev. That's the... there
is. There,
huh? Some do after yichud, some do the next morning. So they're okay. Be this way, but Rav Meisha's taina is that the chiyuv of kisui for almana ugrusha is varei drabanan. It's varei not a deraisa. At worst, it's a veras al dash yehudis. It's a varei drabanan. Again, he has rayas for this. Other people are chaylik on him, and because of this. Well, I'll get to that. That's the second issue. You will get to that. Well, Meisha Shita is even... Meisha Shita is even in a suit. We'll get to that. And Rav Meisha, therefore, is mitzadeit that there are certain leniencies on Isurei Drabban and Litzarech Parnasa. In one of his tshuvas, he has a woman who could not get a job if she wears a hat or even a... I don't know why a shadel didn't work, but apparently the... this was a tshuva written a long time ago. It may not apply today when you have shekels and things. But whatever it is, the only kisuyim she could have had, she could not get a job. And you have to be mayim in the metzias. So Rav Moshe Tainad, even though for an asua there's no makam to matir, but for an almanu grusha litzarech parnasa, it would be okay. And some want to use Rav Moshe's heter, even as a dating heter. That let's say, although it's, again, the metzias is hard to understand here, she's dating somebody. If this somebody knows that she was married, which she has to tell him eventually, but he's not going to go out with her. Elamai, after a few times, when he likes her, she'll tell him the truth. So summer mitzadeh, there's a heter for her not to be mechasa reish until the time that she tells him, and then she has to have kisa. You know, again, there, okay, you have to. I'm not here to paskin these shows, I'm just here to tell you the different nekudas. Because that's not the main issue I want to bring up, because the issue of the chayv, the etzem chayvas kisoi, that's a shaila to a mayra hara. But I want to raise the shaila that you're going to face, and that is that what you brought up, and that is there is another halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to say Devarim Shebekedusha keneged what Chazal were magdir as either erva or a makayim that is mechuyev in kisa. Right? You cannot say Devarim Shebekedusha. Now that includes a lot of things. That includes Torah. That includes davening. That even includes a shir. Now, here is the thing. Let me explain this. Here, too, you have to know the differences between Doraisas and Drabbanans. The yisai that you're not kaire shema, or tefillah, or bracha, keneged and erva, is based on a pasuk that in Devarim, in Kiseitze, lo yeyra'e b'cha ervas davar, and Chazal have a drasha, ervas dibor, that words of Kedusha cannot be said keneged and erva. Now, erva da'oraisa is very, very literal and very limited. It refers to the genitals mamish, meaning I'm not allowed to be kori kriyashma if my genitals are exposed, myself, even if I'm by myself, and I cannot be kori kriyashma keneged another person, man or woman, whose makayim erva is magula. So d'oraisa, there's nothing wrong with uncovered hair in terms of saying shema, or anything else, even uncovered arms or the like, but the Rabbanan were geyser, that certain inyanim are an extension of the din erva, and it's usur to be kairei kriyashma kenegdam, and kriyashma is lav shema, but brachas, tefillah, divrei taira, and these are all in the Gemara brachas. Sar beisha erva, the hair of a woman is erva. Kol beisha erva, the voice of a woman, most Rishayim say, we paskin this way, is a singing voice, not singing a speaking voice. Okay, we'll talk about that. Is erva. Shaik b'isha erva. Now, shaik, which means thigh or leg, big, big machlokas, what a shok is a shok above, only the part of the leg above the knee, or is even below the knee, you know, until the ankle. That's a big machlokas. That's why you get into stockings issues. Okay, I want to talk about hair for now, but okay. And then it mentions tefach b'isha erva, a tefach. Now the question is, what's tefach including? I mean, you already said shok is erva, hair is erva, kol is erva. Now obviously tefach is not referring to a tefach of the sheik that's exposed, because even less than a tefach is erva. So there are different interpretations, but this refers to any makam which by minug becomes mechusa. So for the example would be that, let's say, miyikar hadin, you have to cover below the elbow. But let's say the minug was, in that makam, that they would cover until the wrist. So a tefach magula would also asur rishma. I'm going to try to go over the other sheet, but I want to talk about hair first. That is the following. If you read the Gemara literally, one thing that's going to hit you is, it says hair of a woman is an erva. It doesn't say a married woman. Right? It doesn't say that. Hair of a woman is an erva. And it doesn't even quote the pasuk in Saita. It gives another pasuk in Shir HaShirim that holds that hair is alluring. So, Kitzer, the Ramah already says that this only refers to hair that is darkan liyais. Now, it doesn't say hair of a married woman. The lesson is hair that is darkan liyais mechusa. And since the hair of a basula is not darkan liyais mechusa, it's not an erva. So here we have a huge, huge machlekes, which goes back to the Rishonim, but it's known as a machlekes achreinim, between the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe, about are you allowed to read Shema or say Divrei Torah in front of women whose hair is uncovered, if these are women who generally don't cover their hair. By the way, you know, they say the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, the Chalakim were coming out at the same time. They overlapped. They lived at the same time. The Aruch HaShulchan occasionally, not that often, but occasionally quotes the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah never quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Velt likes to give a Hesber. And this is the Velt likes to give the Hesber, that the Chafetz Chaim was so against a certain heter of the Aruch HaShulchan that he said he wasn't going to quote him as a Pesach. That is, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following in Hilchos Kriya Shema. He says, after he brings down the halacha of Sar B'Yisha Erva, B'Makam Shadarkan L'Chaseis, B'Makam Shadarkan L'Chaseis, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Note that the Ramah doesn't say hair of a married woman is an Erva. He says hair whose derech it is to be Mechusah. That happens to be a married woman. But he says, B'Yachshav, and of course he's writing as a Litva Sharav, B'Avineseinu HaRabin, the door is Paritz. And so many women no longer cover their hair. And therefore we are used to seeing uncovered hair. It is not sexually alluring. So B'Zman HaZeh, if it's not Gairim Hiror, you are allowed to read Kriya Shema and learn in Davin, Keneged Sar Megula. Now, one very important point, it's obvious, but people make a mistake. Some people make a mistake and they say, oh, the Aruch HaShulchan says women don't have to cover their hair anymore. Right? You understand? Pashut, Sheker V'Chazov. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we have an Aseinu HaRabim. We have an Aveira Chamura. He's not maturing the Chayvas Kisoy, but he's claiming that even people who are violating the din, if it's no longer darkan liyos mechusa, it has the same halacha as sar basula. So the Aruch HaShulchan holds it's mutter likreis kriya shema kenegdam. The Mishnah Berurah says beferish it is usher, and he says beferish afilu nashim haprutzais bismaneinu usher likreis kenegdam. The Velt likes to say that that is the reason the Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Aruch HaShulchan. As a protest to that cool. Now the emes is, I don't know if that's the reason, because the emes is, the Rishtura never quotes anyone that, he never quotes any contemporary author. The Rishtura lived in the Dordea of many, many Paiskin, and the Mishnah Berurah does not quote anybody who was alive in his time. One exception, which has a nice story too, he once quotes the Or Sameach on something, but there's a story that he was trying to be Mephias the Or Sameach, because he got into a fight with Rav Meir Simcha about secular Rabbanim learning Russian, whatever it is. So they say that he wanted to be Mephias from Meir Simcha by quoting him in the Mishnah Berurah. But to say that he didn't quote the Aruch HaShulchan because he was Meicha, I think is a little schwer. But nevertheless, this is Mephorsim, Yesedistika Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, which has a Makor in Rishonim. And I want to say that the Igros Meisha, Rav Meisha, says that the Aruch HaShulchan on this issue is kvar hayre zaken. The zaken has paskins, and you could be samech on it. I don't know what the psak that we know here is, but all I'm telling you is that if obviously you're going to confront this. I mean, if you're teaching women at all in a kiruv situation, and the women are married, you are going to face this. And B'chiyai Gavna, I would be miyayitz, although whoever you should talk to, whoever your paisik is going to be, I would be miyayitz you that you can be very comfortable following the Aruch HaShulchan. But there's a problem that's much worse, in which it's not so clear there's a pashut solution, and that is the following. Okay. So on here, we have...
Is that you will be giving the message to the women? Okay.
You're not giving a message. You can give them a shear that they have to cover their hair. You're not giving any message. You're teaching Torah. I mean, a woman doesn't even know. This halacha of not davening in front, this is a subtlety. It's like saying, if I give a shear to somebody who doesn't keep kosher, I'm giving them the message, kosher is okay. It's not, you're not giving them a message. You're just teaching them.
Is there any hetzer if you're actually teaching them that subject? The same way we talk like on Shabbos, you're allowed to invite them to be over that avera and all of that in the future they'll do it, that you're able to
I'll tell you the nafkamina is like this. It's a good kasha, but there's an important chiluk. The chesher of Shlomo Zalman is when you're not doing a chait, you're causing them to sin. So Shlomo Zalman says, I have no avera causing you to sin if it's going to be a bigger dwellers for you. But I'm not allowed to do an avera mitzad me. I can't drive to be makar of you. Right? Now, if there's an iser, lo yeira lecha be'er vasdabor, it's my iser, right? My iser is not going to be nitzcha because of kira. But the problem is the following. The problem is, okay, so here we got a hedger. Although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold of the hedger. Good. But what about Shok? Shok Bisha Erva. Zeroas, Megulas. Zeroas Megulas. And Tefach Bisha Erva. Right? All of these other vinyanim. So the emesis, this is an amazing thing, the emesis, in the Divrei Chamudais, which is really, Divrei Chamudais is on the rush. Right? One of the early Achreinim, on the rush. The Divrei Chamudais Tainis, and this is actually a mocker for the Aruch HaShulchan, that where a person is ragil benashim because of prutzais, and it's not ma'ayrer taiva, then even zarayas magulais, mutter, in other words, he takes it. But, yeah, it's very, very difficult. But as I say, most achrayim, including Rav Moshe, Vaday, in fact, they call this yishtaka hadavor, V'lai Naimar. This thing should be buried and not said. Which means hair is one thing, because the emesis hair already, Chazal already were koveya, that if it's not dark in the Yos Mechusa, it's Mutter B'sulos, etc. But something that's intrinsically erva, shok, above the elbow,
What's the difference?
Difference in what?
Shok and hair.
Well, the difference is... The difference is this. The difference is that you see that the hair of a basula is mutter. So Chazal did not consider it to be so totally provocative, right? In other words, that the hair is unique because it's the only erva in which there is beferish a hedger in some cases. So you see that Chazal did not consider it the same. So I just want to say that the Chazenish, however, who was, by the way, the Chazenish was not Mekabel the Aruch HaShulchan, etc., but the Chazenish still said that it's a pella, that even though you're not allowed to daven facing them and you're not allowed to say brachas facing them, but the Chazanish did matir divrei Torah and hadracha, not because of the Aruch HaShulchan, but because he called it eis lasei slashem heferu terasecha, pretty pella. In other words, because otherwise, how are you going to be makarif people? I can't teach a woman until she's already tsunua. Well, you could say, well, let my wife teach her tsunua. Okay, yeah. I mean, it's shock. It's not that it's totally impossible. But if somebody is a teacher who has a special talent to communicate, so the chazan is tainus, good. So for brachos and kriyashma, you have to be machmir. Aber legabe this, there's actually a hetcha veis las lashem. As long as, of course, as the chazan says, as long as you're not mistakel, that you have to be zoyer yourself in terms of how you behave.
How does one become rogel in the left chavulis?
Yeah. You become rogel, you're in the street. Leka drach achrina, you're correct. It's like a drach. I mean, obviously, mitzad the women, there are varyanos. In other words, you're rogel because they're doing averos. But a person becomes ragil because he walks. Now, this idea of ragilus, when it comes up in another thing, the idea of ragilus comes up in a less dramatic context, which has nothing to do with preetzus and dress, but it comes up with the idea of sitting at a table with women. Chassidim, have the minhag that even among their own mishpacha, if there are guests, if there are guests, men and women sit separate houses, separate tables, separate rooms. Like they have the story of Meir Shapiro, Reb Lublin Rav, who was a shorter Kaver Chassid, came to visit Chafetz Chaim for Shabbat. Chafetz Chaim invited him for Shabbos. And he said, well, it's a great cover for me. I just would request that the women eat in the kitchen. The Chafetz Chaim says, I'm sorry, I have to withdraw the invitation, he says. I sit with my wife at the Shabbos table. Yeah. So in Lita, there was a different minute. But this idea that men and women should not sit b'taruvos, except with their husband and wife, this does have a marker in Chazal. Ad kedei kach, that the marshal, paskins, that at a chasana, we're not talking about mixed dancing, we're talking about mixed seating, at a chasana where men and women sit together, they should not recite in benching, shahasimcha bimono, that there is joy in God's abode, because there is no simcha lifnei hamakim, when there's an irbuvia. It's not dancing, we're talking about irbuvia of men and women sitting together. Now, did you ever notice in America, when they may have mixed seating, do you notice when it's time for benching, people move their seats up to the chassan's table? For Sheva Brachas? So the Velt thinks, this is so funny, the Velt thinks, oh, this is because we're not going to hear Sheva Brachas otherwise. So the women move up too. But you know, this destroys the whole tachlis. The reason why it was miyusad, I don't know who is miyasad it, is that in order to say shasimcha b'mono, the cholapach is for sheva brachas and benching, you want to separate from the women. So the women come back and join. This is mamish, you know, you might as well stay at your table. You know, it's the same problem. Okay, however, I want to point out.
The tables are cleared by then anyways.
The what?
The tables are cleared by then anyways.
Maybe they're cleared, yeah, there's no bread, yeah. But here's the thing. Those who are makel on seating, whether it's at a wedding meal or whether it's at a Shabbos meal, in fact, we're all makel at a Shabbos meal. We're samech on the levush. Now, the levush was came out a contemporary of the marshal. It's not like a later generation. The levush tainis that the balt, we are rogil benoshim. We're rogil benoshim. Now, he's not talking about piritsa in dress. But you know, we see women more often. The women are in the street more. So he says, so b'chiyai gavna, there's less here hurim than there would be. So hagam, that we don't go as vite as the lechem chamudais, which is a tremendous kula that's not shayach to follow. And the Aruch HaShulchan is b'daychik we matter, or that we have eis lasish l'shem, but l'chol apachas at a Shabbos meal, to sit b'ir buvia, there is a makam to matra, which already goes back to the levush, that we're ragol benashim. In fact, the levush even says, this is why even the greatest gedolim says, Chazal say, al tarbes sicha ima isha. Right? Don't be marbes sicha, filo be ishtai. Or the Gemara in Kedushin says, ain shayalim bishleima isha, afilo yedei baila. Now it says, you're not supposed to ask the husband, you know, send regards to your wife. That's a Mefarish Gemara. And yet, Alibid the Emes, it's fairly common, even though very, very chashuva people. Some people are machmer on itaka, but there are very chashuva people who will say, you know, please send my best to your wife. Rebecca Kavadetsky used to do it. But it's all gebayt. These hanhagas are gebayt on the levush that says that in our society, this is already the 1500s, we were more rugged than Noshim. It's hard to know how that happened exactly. And it's also hard for us to understand, so how was it different in Chazal's time? What exactly was it? And we bought Ragul Benoshim, so it says there's less here or on casual things. Again, you have to be Shayal Mayra Haran.
You sort of get to sit together.
For davening.
Yeah.
There's so many kind of levush. Maybe. Yeah.
This Chazanish is Heter.
A base lessons. Yeah.
So is that even if the woman's like really not dressed sneeze?
Yes, the question is, what if she's wearing a bathing suit? Right. I mean, the question is, at some point, what would the gather be? So the chazanish is mashma like this. The chazanish is mashma that we're talking about a mixed group, I should have said it, where some women are dressed properly and some are not, and they're kind of, it's intermingled, and you don't have to, you know, focus your attention totally on somebody who's not bitsnias. If, like, everybody there is not proper, it's mashra from the Chazon Ish, even that wouldn't have a heter based lasis. In other words, the Chazon Ish is creating a circumstance where you don't have to be focused, bedafka, on the
on what about the, if there's the men and women, you know, and the women are not dressed sneezing?
So men and women
there's
would,
men also.
No, no, so that's no. That's a nice last, that would be nice. Yeah, yeah, we're done, but if you have 10 women, all of them are...
No, that's if you have only women. Yeah. If you have old women are dressed not sneezing, you know, there's men also.
No, so that would be good. So that would fall within the hetero, I would think, yeah. By the way, I want to point out that, interestingly enough, when it comes to the person himself, whether it's a man or a woman, Meikar Adin, you are, as long as the erva is covered, if a person davens, he should not do it, but if a person davens bidiyevet in his underwear, and all the,
bathing suit,
as even if he's not wearing a shirt, now although it's brought down for tefillah, you have to dress bekavod, but bidiyevet, if you already daven that way, you are yaitse. In other words, legabe, the person himself or the woman herself, it's only the makam erva itself, that's megula. If the makam erva is mechusa, then divrei Torah is mutter, brachos are mutter. It's not covered, devada, but so there's an afkamina between, you know, me saying a bracha keneged somebody else versus my own chayva if I'm not dressed in a tzniyah stick away. So a woman can certainly, well, I shouldn't say can because there are chachilas, but she certainly would be yaitzei tefillah even if she's not dressed tzniyahs. Right? The problem would just be somebody else, a man davening keneged, keneged her.
Woman,
yeah, yeah. It's only a man.
And
the Chazon
Ish said there's only for Torah, not tefillah.
L'char, that's right. Now tefillah is less of a problem though, because tefillah you're normally facing away, depending on the configuration. You're not connected in erva. Mm-hmm. Although it depends on how the mechitzas, you know, depends on how the mechitzas configured. You know, this was an old time in Rav Moshe's. You know, Rav Moshe holds that the purpose of mechitza for tefillah is not to be meinea histaklus. You're not supposed to look anywhere. But a mechitza is to be meinea kalus reish through easy conversation. That men shouldn't go over and shmooze. So mamela, Rav Meisha's shita is that if you have a shir of yudches tefachim, so yudches tefachim is, a tefach is, we'll say 4 inches, we'll say. So it's 72 inches. So Rav Meisha holds, that's enough of a shir, even if you're taller than that. You know, you're not going to be able to schmooze.
So
the
person that you gave on that
shoe? I'm sorry, did Ramesh say yut?
5 feet, 15.
So it's not yutchas, it's 6 feet. Yeah, it's 6 feet is the machitza.
So it's yutchas tefachim. 18 times 4, 72.
Yeah, 72 inches. One second, I'm trying to remember that.
5 feet.
I'm sorry, 60 inches, yeah. That's 15 tefachim, I'm sorry. 15 tefachim, I'm sorry, not 18. 15 tefachim.
So
5 feet.
If it's shorter than that, you can't dive in that shawl and shawl?
Well, at least you have a shayla. You have a shayla. And then, of course, you have a shayla if it's sometimes the floor on the woman's is raised. Mm-hmm. But the Satmar Rav was chaylik and Rav Meisha, because the Satmar Rav said that the issue of mechitza is to meinea histaklus bi'erva. Now, the problem is, if you have a Rav Meisha Mechitza or lower, and you can clearly see the women, so then, legabe the hair, you're going to have to be samech on the Orach HaShulchan, but legabe the other areas, it's going to be difficult, because you don't have the Eis Lasos Lashem Heter for tefillah itself. So you have to position yourself. So there is the Shulchan Orach HaZeches. And legabe davening, you position yourself so you're facing away. For learning, that would be difficult. Eis Lasa says you got to look in their direction. So that's why the Chazon Ish had to come on to an Eis Lasa for David, for Shir. There's no need for an Eis Lasa on Tefillah because you always have the Hachzaras Panav Eitzim. Okay. Now, yeah?
Would learning have the same Heter even if you're not teaching in front of priests? Can you learn something in front of the...
Yeah, this was an issue that they raised. Now, they actually raised this issue, but can you learn on a bus? It's an interesting question. You know, for years, you tell B'nai Torah, when you're on a bus, learn. But now it's Achshir Dora says, when you're on a bus, be sure not to learn, you know, because...
Mahadran bus is okay.
Say again?
Mahadran bus is okay.
Mahadran bus is okay.
Oh,
yeah,
because
yeah. No, no, but the problem is you're learning connected connected hair.
Well, I'm just looking in the book. You know,
with a book like this.
No, no. I understand. The problem is. You see, the problem basically is, when we say you're not allowed to daven keneged an erva, that doesn't mean you're looking. In other words, you're not allowed to daven facing. So if you're facing, even if you're looking in the book, that's still an issue. So you have to be machshapanef.
But machshapanef, if you see other things, you machshapanef.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
No, you're right.
It's not possible.
So maybe that would be an ace slash Hashem. That would be an ace slash Hashem. Yeah. I don't know. I feel, ultimately there's going to be an ace slash Hashem. I mean, if you're on a train and your choice is, you know, either learn or look around you. I think the chalapachas, you got to be typhus, the lesser of that might be good. Standing up. Yeah. Now let me just mention another prat here, which, and that's the issue of negia, which is sexual touching, which is also very relevant. And again, I'm just going to give you may know all this, but just for yediyah's sake, just the basic, very, very yesedistic of machlokas. The Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam has a gavaldik achidish. The Rambam says that chibuk, nishuk, hugging, kissing, anyone that has a din of an erva, now he doesn't say shaking hand, we'll get to that, is an iser diyaraisa. Because when the Torah says, laisikrevu legalais erva, do not draw near to uncover nakedness, the Rambam learns that is not answering only the pa'ula of bia, but that specifically is answering the preliminary activities that could be ma'irah a person. So according to the Rambam, chibuk v'nishuk of an erva is d'oraisa. Now chibuk v'nishuk to an erva. Now what's an erva? So remember, an erva is an eishes ish, is an erva, a married woman, and any nida is an erva. So a stam p'nuya is an erva, she's a nida. Your own wife, that's a nida. Chibuk v'nishuk is an issue of deraisa. Now, the Ramban is chaylik. The Ramban
isn't,
is... Huh?
Isn't there... If that's the chibuk v'nishuk, isn't there two types of chibuk v'nishuk? Like, there's chibuk
v'nishuk
that you do with your aunt.
So let me get into it. That's what I'll discuss. Again, I'm going to go over this very, very quickly. Now, the Ramban, it's important to know that the Ramban is Chaylik Lagamri on the Rambam.
Ramban.
In the Sefer HaMitzvah is Chaylik Lagamri on the Rambam. And the Ramban learns that even the Negi of Chibuk V'nishuk Mamish is a Drabanan. Chazal made a Siyog L'Torah, so you shouldn't come to Arayas, but it's not a Doraisa. So that's an important to say. Lashik was referring to legalei serva, don't have bia. It's lashon don't have bia. It's not. Now, some want to say that even the Ramban is maida, that by nida the chidnik is the raisa, by ishta nida, but by other arayas not the way. Okay, be it as it may, it's machlekes how we paskin. But here is what the shach says. The shach says in Yerideya that even like the Ramban that says chibuk v'nishuk is the araisa. Raisa. It's only if it's called Negia Shel Chiba. Negia Shel Chiba is physical touching that is expressive of love and affection that could come to sexual activity. Negia that's not Shel Chiba might actually be mutter if there's a tzarech. Now, it's important to pay attention to the examples. The example the Shach gives is of a doctor. He says a doctor, a male doctor, is permitted to touch women, their patients, although once again, the chatchila from person should not specifically choose that field, but let's say somebody had bali tshuva, someone who's a gynecologist, because that's professional, and that's not negiya shel chiba. Okay, that's the Shach's case. In fact, Meikar Adin, even a Baal Leishte Nida might be able to do that if he happens to be her doctor. Although, a person should not treat his spouse professionally, it's not considered that proper. Now, Rav Moshe's case of Negiya Nat Shel Chiva is going on a subway or a bus where you bump into women. Rav Moshe says, in fact, Rav Moshe was even sitting, I forgot this was in New York, you didn't have Mahadran lines, but Rav Moshe said there was no Isser for a Ben Torah to go in a subway or a bus, even if he's brushes against a woman, because that's called Negia, not Shel Chiva. Okay? So that's the basic
background. That's the heck background. I use here in the buses and Eretz Yisrael.
Well,
Eged
uses. Oh, Eged as a post. Yeah. Now, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, we have the numbers on the clout to try to be a little stricter, although sometimes it backfires, and you know you have to be very careful. I mean, whatever. The Mahadran bus is an interesting issue. One has to be careful in Kavod
HaBriyah. Not the Mahadran buses, where you have people pushing.
Yeah, well, the subways. Yeah, the subways. Just pushing.
The buses. Pushing in between women.
Right.
All those things are mutter because it's not English.
That's right. Now, the big problem with shaking hands, this is where you get, again, I'm not here to paskin, is the following issue. People shake hands in the workplace. Now, some poskim, the minhag of many poskim in Germany, and again, these were Orthodox poskim, Rav David Hoffman, they were chashuva people, Malamed Lahayo, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Shri Deyesh, these were chashuva people, was that they held that since a handshake per se is a matter of politeness, it's not a matter of sexual intimacy, it does not express feelings of love and affection, a handshake would be permitted, according to one shita, even if you initiate it, like that shita, because it's nichlal in not being a negiya shel chiba, where the shach matters. If it's not negiya shel chiba, so a handshake is not negiya shel chiba. Rav Moshe said it was kosha lahatir, because Rav Moshe says he sees the svara a little bit, but the problem basically is that it all depends on what you mean. Negiya shel chiba is a little more difficult to define than you might think. On one hand, a handshake does not express a desire to have sexual relations. It's not like the foreplay before a person has tashmish. On the other hand, it does express friendship. And from friendship, one can come to other things. So the Paiskim that Aser say that chiba doesn't have to be chibas bia, but anything that expresses in a physical, visceral way, affection and care. Now, some say, I'll get to hugging you around, because that's a separate nekuda.
I'm saying like the secret rule of God is there, but this is the makarim negiyah shel chiba Rambam is because of this.
The Rambam, yeah.
But the Rambam.
Lo sikru legalis
ervo. That's how he's learning the pasuk.
Yeah.
Then it would lechor b'mashpa only negiyah shel chiba, which is mamish shel chiba, which is legalis ervo.
You're saying that's the Shri Deyesh. That's the Shri Deyesh. But others say that the relationship of men and women are such that when there are tangible expressions of friendship, you know, it can lead to things. Again, many people are makel with a pshara. This idea that if the woman, right, you always say that if the woman sticks out her hand first, you can take it. Again, many people are machmer. Moshe was machmer, but if you're someone that's really kein a pshara in which you say the following: I'm soimech on the shitas that shaking hands is not negiya shel chiba, but only b'makam kavod habrias, where somebody would be embarrassed. Meaning, I'm not going to be soimech on that if it's not going to cause humiliation. You know. Now, some say, although to me this sounds very mundane, some say, well, if you shake hands in a way that shows you don't really care about the person, which means, I mean, frankly, it makes no sense to me, but that's not going to help you in your employment situation. If you do it in a way that's nicker, that there's no ava vareis.
Spitting out the same.
Well, no, very formal. Kind of, very formal.
Okay, maybe formal. Okay. Now, maybe like that. Now, the question becomes like this. The question becomes, if you're seimech on the shach to matter shaking hands, will you use that same logic to kiss your 85-year-old aunt? Because the question becomes, if you're being magdir, negiya shel chiba, to only encompass negiya that leads to sexual taiva, now it doesn't mean you as an individual, but derech klal. So the question is, how far does that go? So yesh aymrim, again, yesh aymrim, that this could apply to elderly, you know, chiba panisha. But most poskim say that even if you go with the 3DH's heter, that would apply only to something that's not objective. In other words, chibuk v'nishuk is objectively the behavior that is a precursor to sexual expression. The fact that in this individual case it's not going to be, that's lomail of lomairit, it's bi'etzem chibas bia. As opposed to hoshatas yad, right? That already could be defined as different. Right? So there are different ways of looking at this. Meaning there are makaymas here to be makel. And once again, I also want to remind people of a yisoid in halacha that by yisurei derabanan, the Gemara in Bracha says, in yisur derabanan is nitcha because of kavod abrias. So if you're dealing with like the Ramban that is yisur derabanan, there are kavod abrias cheshbonos. The question is, can you be samech on the Ramban if the Rambam holds something as Asher D'Oraisa?
Well, the Achranim, yeah. Are they between the Rambam and
the Ramban? The Achranim say you could be samech on the Ramban, the Makom Kavod Abrius.
But they're not said towards the Rambam?
They're not like the Rambam, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch himself goes like the Rambam. Yeah. Okay, so again...
to mother and father or daughter.
Oh, yeah. No, so that for sure. So again, for sons, for parents and children, no Shaila, Rav Meisha Paskins. For grandchildren, there's no Shaila. For siblings, so Ba'akroi, in other words, Achaisa Agdele Ba'akroi, once in a while, is okay. Now, Rav Meisha does say the following. Rav Meisha does say that it's forbidden to hug aunts or uncles. He calls that Negiya Shalchiva. But Rav Meisha says for sure, even like the Rambam, it's only a drabbanan. Now, it's not clear. He doesn't draw the Kavod Abrias conclusion from that. But Rav Meisha does say, even like the Rambam, hugging an aunt or an uncle is a drabbanan because there's no sexual taiva. So, again, so I would just throw out for your consideration, and one should talk to a Moira Hara, that if Rav Meisha concludes that aunt and uncle, even like the Rambam, is only an Isur Drabbanan. Because he says there's no taiva, would there be a basis of Kavod Abrios to matter such a thing? Again, the B'nai Torah don't do it, it's properly so. But there might be certain circumstances. Okay, so the point I want you to know is that this is not just a free-for-all in which, you know, you want to make people happy, so you do it, but there are Yusaitis in Allah.
This can't be a minute to matter.
The minakamaka might take away the taivas bia, which would make it an isur drabbanan. You then have the cheshbon whether kavod abrias will be done. The minakamaka is not going to match it. The mina kamakim might make it a drabbanan, which would allow a heter of kavod abrias. Okay, so these are things to think about. Kol isha, I don't want to talk about that much because most of the time you're not going to be giving a shir while a woman is singing. Although I think it's very, very outrageous with the Israeli army, this thing about. It just makes no sense at all. If a chayal wants to be excused from, I mean, it's mashma that these concerts are more important than combat operations. You know, a soldier can get excused from combat, but you can't get excused from hearing a woman sing. But Kol Isha, at least, I want to point out the following. The original context of Kol Isha, it's very, very interesting. It's not so clear why there's an issue of Kol Isha at all. Because the Gemara says, Sar bi Isha erva, Tefach b'isha erva, Sheik b'isha erva, all of that is referring to the isser of saying Devarim Shebikdusha. So when the Gemara says Kol b'isha erva, it's basically saying I'm not allowed to say Kriyashma when a woman is singing. It doesn't say I'm not allowed to hear the voice of a woman generally. If I want to go to the opera after I say Shema, it's not so obvious that it's Asher Midinu the Gemara. And in fact, there are some Rishonim that actually say that Kol... At least from that Gemara. We have other... That's correct. Because that Gemara is only talking about Dvarim Shebekdusha. So there actually are Rishonim that say there's no such thing as Kol Isha. In other words, objectively. There's only a din of not saying Dvarim Shebekdusha. However, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that this is a general rule. That's why, you know, one has to be machmer on it. But then you get the issue of recorded music, all sorts of different shows. So that we'll leave it for another time. But anyway, as I say, wish you all much shalom yavaydus hakodesh. I hope you will link up to a great paisek that will guide you. But if I could help you at a much lower level, I'll be happy to do that too. So you can always email me if you're not here. Whatever. So much as I check it.